What's going on? You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 169.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
So yeah, as you guys know, maybe you don't know, I think I may have mentioned it on the last one, but I attended the Collective Genius Mastermind last week, and it was a three-day event out in La Jolla, which is a part of San Diego. And it's interesting because I go back with Jason Medley years. Jason Medley's the one who runs the Collective Genius, him and his leadership team. And I actually, it's interesting because I got invited to the very first CG meeting that they did about 5 years ago, I want to say. And I was more involved in the info space at that time. I was also wholesaling and doing deals, but my focus was kind of split. And the timing was just kind of perfect. And, you know, in addition to Life Enters Mastermind, I was looking to get involved in another high level real estate / business related mastermind. And I had checked out a few and all great. And I went to the Collective Genius with an open mind, just wanted to kind of see what it was about. And this was their annual meeting, which is a little different than how their quarterly meetings are. This annual one was the entire group. So there was about, I want to say 130 to 150 people there. And I was completely blown away by just how well run the mastermind was, how thought out it was. And then just the collective brain power in that room was just insane to me. I mean, people doing huge, huge things, not only in their business, but in their personal lives, philanthropic work, and just the volume of business that was done in that room is just, it was crazy to me. Something happens to you when you, at least to me, something happens when you start to surround yourself with the right kinds of people. And there's people that are just high achievers and are accomplishing a lot of things, again, not only in their business life, but also their personal life. Matter of fact, that's one of the things I tend to look at more. And I was just so inspired with so many people there. And what was really cool is that everybody just kind of had that servant's heart. Everybody was just super down to earth, super genuine. And I took away so much from the event. And so this particular, I want to share with you some takeaways that I got from it. Now, these takeaways aren't going to be strategic or tactical in nature. And what I mean by that is it's not, you know, hey, here's the best marketing channel to hit right now, or here's, you know, a ninja secret source for this direct mail list that, you know, produces 50% response rates. It's nothing like that. And it might not even sound very sexy, but it's so instrumental to the success and health of your business and your company. And so let me kind of dive right into it here, and then we'll go from there. So if, you know, Darren Hardy kicked off the event. And if you guys don't know who Darren Hardy is, he's the author of The Compound Effect. Fantastic book. Highly recommend you read it. And I believe he's the owner of Success Magazine. He used to be the publisher. Or maybe he still is the publisher. I'm not 100% sure. But I know he owns Success Magazine. And so what's really cool about Darren Hardy is that he has interviewed like the brightest minds this world has ever seen. I'm talking the likes of Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Warren Buffett, Mark Cuban. I mean, you name it. And not only entrepreneurs, but also, you know, people like Tony Hawk, you know, the skater. They're just Oprah. I mean, the list goes on and on of the who's who, you know, of people that he has interviewed and people that he's gotten a chance to sit down and pick their brain and ask them specific questions. And so his keynote was about 90 minutes, and he was talking about productivity. You know, and again, I know productivity, you hear that and it doesn't sound jaw-dropping in any way. Oh, you know, I'm excited to learn about productivity. But by the end of his keynote presentation, I was so convinced, and it just solidified the fact that insane focus on a few things, if not one thing, is paramount to your level of, you know, of success in really anything you do. And he gave countless examples, you know, from Bill Gates to Steve Jobs, you know, from Apple. Just so many people that example after example after example of the power, you know, Michael Jordan, the power of just focusing on one thing. And so I want to just kind of summarize. I had pages and pages of notes, and I want to kind of break it down into these three groups. So the first one is insane focus. And, you know, he had studies after studies of just lost productivity, what that means to the bottom line of a business, like how much money your company loses when you and or your team members or employees are distracted. So, you know, he talked a lot about just doing everything you can in your power to eliminate distractions. And now let me just kind of share with you a personal example. Ever since we had my second daughter, Alessia, I used to have my own dedicated office here at the house, which now she has taken over, and that has become a nursery. It's become her room. And so I've been in the process of looking for office space. I've had plans developed in the meantime to build one of these like 300 to 400 square foot modern office sheds in my backyard. And we've run into a few snags as that's concerned. And in the meantime, you know, I find myself working at coffee shops, sometimes working from home. And I don't necessarily enjoy that as much as I used to, although I definitely like the flexibility of not being tied down to an office. And I realized that when I work from home, it's increasingly difficult to get quiet time and just focus. And he even talked about, you know, whenever you have a distraction, and a distraction can be, you know, something like a baby, or, you know, it could be your spouse interrupting you. It could be a Facebook message or a text message, anything that takes your mind away from what you're focused on and what you're doing. Apparently, from according to Darren, it takes 23 minutes for your head to get back on task and for you to regain that focus. So think about that. That's why so many, you know, why companies lose so much money year in and year out, because employees are distracted by all the different marketing messages coming at us, you know, social media, sports, I mean, you know, politics. There's so many things that take us away from focus. So your number one, one of your number one jobs in 2018 has to be to eliminate distractions, and then come up with a list of things that you need to stop doing. You know, he even talked about looking at your calendar from the last week and looking at everything on your calendar and saying, okay, what do I need to delete? Like, what do I need to edit out of my life? What do I need to stop doing? So people come up with a to-do list. He was talking about coming up with a stop doing list and then making sure that you eliminate distractions. And then the second thing is, you know, a quote that really jumped out at me is he said, and he didn't make this up. I forgot where, you know, I've heard this in the past, but I had forgotten about it. Small hinges swing big doors, right? So think about that. Think about these massive doors when you go to these, you know, when you go to like a, you know, a restaurant that has a really big door, or you walk into like a mansion, you see these huge doors, and yet they're hung up by tiny little hinges. And that quote basically is talking about focusing on the few things. You know, that there's the Gary Keller book, The One Thing, which has become very popular amongst entrepreneurs. You have The Pumpkin Plan, which talks about, you know, focusing all of your attention on that one pumpkin patch, as opposed to like hundreds and hundreds of pumpkins. There's so many books out there that talk about it, but Darren Hardy did a really, really good job of keying in on why it's so important that you place all of your focus, energy, and attention on a few things. And he even took it a step further and said, if you can make it the one thing, that's even better. You know, and he talked about Steve Jobs. You know, Apple, and I don't have the exact time frame, but from the time that Steve Jobs came back to Apple, from the time that they released the iPod, I believe it was, it took I don't know how many years where Apple wasn't creating any new products. And then after the iPod was released, it took a couple of years or whatever it was until the iPhone was released. And so think about that. Apple's sole focus at that time when Steve Jobs came back was eliminating all of the products that were a distraction, that weren't working for the company. And they focused on developing and innovating the iPod. And then years later, the iPod was released to the marketplace. It was a huge success. And then a couple of years later, or whenever it was, the iPhone was released, and it's totally changed. It's just totally changed everything. It's changed their business. It's changed how people communicate and operate in this world. And that's because they had a clear singular focus on that one thing. And then the third thing is mastery. You know, it's now that you've chosen that one thing or the two or three things, how can you become world class at that one thing or, you know, a few things if that's the case? How do you develop mastery? How do you just dominate in that one area? So I want to share that with you as far as the category of insane focus. Think about that as you head into 2018, and depending on when you're listening to this, we might already be in 2018. You know, think about how you can eliminate distractions and stop doing the crappy stuff, how you can focus on that one thing or a few things, and then how can you become a master at that one thing or those few things that you've chosen. And then he went on to really talk about, you know, some of the most successful people that he's ever interviewed. Let me hop back over here. Some of the most successful entrepreneurs that he's ever interviewed are really, really good at identifying their few vital functions. Matter of fact, you know, he talked about Warren Buffett, and the question he had for Warren Buffett is something along the lines of, what's been the biggest key to your success? And Warren basically said, it's saying no to 99% of things that are presented to me. You know, and so he got into this whole long discussion about saying no. And I think tying it into the theme of some of our other, you know, webinars and podcasts is, what's the vision you have for your life? And when you're clear on what that vision is, you don't make decisions based on how much money you're going to make, or you don't base your decisions based on shiny objects or all these opportunities, but you base it on, does this fit my vision? And does this make sense for me and my business? Right. And so an example, Darren, you know, prior to him, you know, taking over at Success Magazine and becoming an author, when he was pretty young, like in his late teens, early 20s, he was a really high sought after real estate agent. And I think for Keller Williams, I want to say, or Remax, one of the big box realtor offices. And his example of his vital few functions when it came to real estate were, he only focused on three things. He focused on pitching a listing, negotiating a contract, and prospecting. That's it. Everything else was either delegated, deleted, or outsourced. Okay, so I want to kind of challenge you. What is it about your business that is your secret sauce, your unique ability? Like, what is your vital function in your business? Because you shouldn't be doing everything and wearing all the hats. And believe me, I include myself in there. Sometimes I get caught up in doing because it's the easy, quick thing to do. And we know the result, we know the output. But you got to step back and really understand the value of your time and just know that you aren't the best one to be doing that. You know, you kind of got to have to, there was a quote that was said at CG, and it's, get out of the way of the current that you've created, right? Get out of the way of the current that you've created. And I think that's really applicable to what I'm talking about here. And then moving on, you know, I just talked about this. What are the steps? Number one, delete. You know, so when you look at what you're currently doing in your business, ask yourself, should I delete this, right? Should is this something that we should even be doing? Number two, if it's something you should be doing, can you delegate it, right? And then number three, double down, figure out what are those few vital functions that make it rain, quote unquote, in your business. You know, what are those things that, you know, it's what are those little tiny levers that have that give you the massive leverage points in your business? Double, triple down on those things. Okay. And then, you know, we're talking about 2018. Number one, identify that one thing or those few things. Number two, do that more often. Eliminate everything else. And number three, just become a master at those things. You know, and then circling back to Warren Buffett, something else that he said when Darren was interviewing him was, you know, Warren was basically sharing some advice for aspiring or for current entrepreneurs. And, you know, they were talking about the fact that entrepreneurs wear so many hats, a lot of them anyways, and they're doing so many different things. So first, you know, write down all of your priorities. Like, what are the things that are most important to you? Write those things down. Number two, narrow that list and get down to your three top priorities. The three things that if you did nothing else, but you accomplished those three things and you focused on those priorities, everything else would fall into place and take care of itself. And then the last thing, scrap everything else. And what's interesting, to kind of tie this into a personal example, when I got to CG, I got paired up with an ambassador, and my ambassador was Andy McFarlane, who I've also had on the Flip Empire show. Super cool guy, just super successful entrepreneur out of Utah that operates in three markets. Their team does upwards of 20 to 30 deals a month, wholesale and fix and flip. And so within 5 minutes of us hanging out the first day there in the morning, the one thing he shared with me is like, Alex, by the time you get out of here, your head is going to be exploding with ideas, with thoughts, with things that you want to tackle. He said, what I recommend you do is when you get home, you know, take a little bit of time to decompress, review your notes, highlight the key takeaways, and then focus on the top three things. And he told me this prior to the event even starting. So prior to Darren Hardy taking the stage and delivering his keynote, that's exactly what he shared with me. And I just thought it was interesting that basically the theme of this annual mastermind meeting was focus, leadership, and focus and leadership. Honestly, if I had to sum it up in two words, it's focus and leadership. So think about that. You know, think about all the different things that you're currently doing in your business that you know you shouldn't be doing, and you got to get off your plate. You got to either delete them, delegate them, or outsource them, right? Those are the three things. And then the last thing I want to share as far as Darren Hardy's concerned, you know, he talked about, he's got a course called, I forget what it's called, Insane Productivity or something. I haven't been through it, but I've heard good things. And he was talking about, you know, how to triple your productivity. And it basically boils down to three things and then a certain way to do that. So you got to concentrate, right? So concentration is number one. Creativity, you know, he talked about so many people consume content, right? Whether it's through social media or through podcast or through, you know, webinars or books or whatever. Consuming is great, but make sure that you're also creating. You know, be a creator. Don't just be a consumer, but be a creator. And the third thing is focus. So concentration, creativity, and focus. And so, you know, the question is, how do you accomplish this with so many things coming our way, so many distractions, so many marketing messages, so many text messages, phone calls, notifications on our phone? You accomplish it by what he called sprint and recovery. And I think it's interesting because one of my first Flip Empire shows, I talked about how I sprint when I work and then I pause, right? So I work in sprints. So his variation is slightly different, but he recommends, you know, carving out 90-minute block intervals, time intervals, and just focusing on one thing for 90 minutes and then resting for, you know, 5, 15, 30 minutes, and then basically rinse and repeat. Go through that entire process. So carve out 90-minute block intervals, focus on that one thing, and then, and use a stopwatch for this, by the way. You know, and just again, make sure, tying this all in, make sure that you protect your time and make sure that you eliminate as many, many distractions as possible. If working out of the house is difficult, find a quiet spot where you can just focus and work. And it, you can accomplish significantly more in 2 or 3 hours than the person that works 8 hours, but is constantly being distracted. Okay. So just make sure that you're working in sprints. And then moving on here is, I talked to you about the theme of Collective Genius was, you know, focus and then leadership, right? And with leadership, there was several people that spoke on vision, mission, and purpose. And it really hit me between the eyes because, you know, again, this doesn't sound very attractive to talk about it, but it's just so foundational to the long-term health of your business and your company. First of all, do you know what the difference between the vision, mission, and purpose is? And have you clearly defined those things on paper and communicated that to your team? You know, if you have you gotten buy-in from your team? And so just really quickly want to kind of summarize it for you here. Vision, you know, what would you like to become? You know, it's basically, this is the destination. This is what inspires you. It's the what, right? And I've talked in previous podcasts and webinars about your personal vision, but you got to make sure that you have a personal vision, your business vision, and that they're interconnected. You know, we all operate in this thing called life, and some people think you need to separate your personal from your business. And to a certain degree, that's true. But when it comes to your vision, they got to be lock and step. You know, one has to support the other and vice versa. They have to be in alignment. And then the mission is how you accomplish your vision. You know, it's essentially what drives you to fulfill your purpose, right? So the mission is not the what, not the why, but it's the how. And then the purpose is the why. You know, the purpose is what you do, why you do. Why does your company exist? What is it that you're here to do? And what I want to kind of caution you is that it has to be more than just making money. It's got to be something that's bigger than you. Okay, so if you're not clear on your vision, your mission, and your purpose, and again, I'm including myself in this category, and I'll talk about what we're doing to correct that. You know, you really got to take a few steps back and spend time thinking about this and come up with this. And this is something that I definitely want to encourage. You know, if you have a team, get your team on board in this process and really just get crystal clear on, you know, what is it that you're striving for? What do you want the business to look like in 3, 5, 10 years? You know, how are you going to accomplish that? And then what's the why? You know, Simon Sinek has a book, I think it's called Know Your Why. And he does a kick-ass job of explaining that. I would definitely recommend you check out that book. But, you know, you got to have a purpose because it's essentially what's going to fuel you, especially when, you know, things get tough or when you have bumps along the way. And then so another thing that continued to come up, and then I'll wrap this up here, is the book Traction. You know, several episodes ago, I forget what episode number it is on the Flip Empire show, I interviewed Joe Evangelisti out of New Jersey, and we spent that entire podcast episode talking about the book Traction by Gino Wickman and the Entrepreneurial Operating System, EOS. And it's incredible how many people I connected with there that had implemented EOS into their business. Many of them hired an EOS implementer. And, you know, EOS in a nutshell, if you've never read the book, it's six components: vision, people, data, issues, process, and traction, right? And I won't get into the specifics of what each one of these mean. If you just Google traction, you can learn more about it or just pick up the book. But a couple of days after getting back from CG, I connected with someone who I knew from the past who happens to be an EOS implementer, and I hired him. You know, so now in January, he's coming into our business. He's going to spend one day with us and we're going to start putting the tools and processes in place. And then in February, he's coming back out for a 2-day to implement and basically the strategy phase, right? So the first day is the foundational phase. The second day is the strategy phase where all the components are going to get basically implanted into the business. And then there's some ongoing support from there. It's just making sure that, you know, our team is executing. It's how to run your level 10 meetings, your quarterly rocks, and, you know, the vision. You know, we talked about vision, mission, and purpose. Vision, which is the first component of EOS, is all about answering like 8 questions. You know, what are your core values, right? And your core values are the things that you make your hiring decisions based off of. You make firing decisions. You reward your team based on the core values. What's your core focus? And several other questions that you ask in this process. So I'm excited to kind of go down that path and that journey with our EOS implementer, and already discussed it with our team. Matter of fact, yesterday we had our team power day, which we have once a quarter. And I bought them the book, What the Heck is the EOS? So they can read it before we, you know, we start implementing this. This way they have an idea and they have a foundation what EOS and traction is all about. And I have no doubt that it's going to be it's going to have a massive impact on the business in 2018 and then moving forward, you know, the overall health of the business. So anyways, I know I talked for a while, but I wanted to just share with you, there were so many other takeaways, but if I was going to boil it down, you know, in about 20 to 25 minutes and just talk to you about it, this is what I would boil it down on. So just to kind of recap, insane focus, identify your vital functions, and get clear on your vision, your mission, and your purpose, not only for your personal life, but also for your business, and then make sure that you get buy-in from your team. So anyways, that's what I wanted to share with you as far as the key takeaways from my time at CG.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.